A group in southern Vermont is making soup, lots of soup, to eat, but also to help support Democratic candidates in competitive districts around the country. Here's that story from VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman.
So I'm going to start by peeling garlic. I need 7 cloves.
Diane Shamus has her garlic and her veggies all laid out, and she's reading through a recipe for corn chowder. But it's not just any corn chowder.
So the soup this month is called Be the Change Corn Chowder.
Be the Change Corn Chowder is this month's soup selection from the Southern Vermont Sister District Project.
I think this is hot enough for the onions.
The group came together soon after the 2016 presidential election, and Shamus says she and some friends were looking for a way to raise money for Democratic candidates outside of Vermont who were locked in tight races in their own states.
It really came about after Trump was elected and trying to figure out what was something I could do and getting interested in the idea of helping states that had a different political makeup than Vermont. Vermont's already such a blue state. There wasn't that much we felt like we could do within Vermont at a state level that would ripple out to the national level.
The Vermont group works through the National Sister District Project, which tracks down Democratic candidates that are running competitive state races to either flip or hold on to a seat in the state legislature. Shamus says since starting the project, they've raised more than $20,000 right here in Vermont. The money went to 4 candidates in Virginia, Florida, and Pennsylvania, and every one of those lawmakers won their race.
We have been able to send our contribution to candidates who've really noticed the impact of our donations on their races. They're much, much smaller financial races, and so the funds that we can raise here in Vermont make a difference.
About 50 people make soup for the Vermont group. They buy their own ingredients and volunteer their time. And another 150 people have picked up a quart of soup at drop-off points in Putney and Brattleboro over the past few years. The soup is sold kind of like a CSA. It's $50 for 4 months, 1 quart a month. Elizabeth Christie has been buying soup for most of the 2 years, and she made her way up to the second floor of the Putney General Store to pick up this month's chowder. Christie considers herself to be pretty politically active, and she spends a lot of her time advocating for better early child care in Vermont. And she says the Sister District Project, it makes sense to her.
I have certain values, and whether they are healthy early childhoods for all children, or good food, or some liberal, free-thinking candidates around this country at all levels who can be honest and visionary leaders. I want to support that.
The Sister District Project is putting its focus on the 2019 election with an eye toward 2020, when states will rewrite their congressional district lines. This year, the Southern Vermont Sister District is sending its money to the campaigns for Larry Barnett and Hala Ayala, 2 candidates for seats in the Virginia House of Delegates. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.